The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman, welcoming you from Washington, D.C. Ever since Mary Shelley wrote Frankenstein in 1818, the world has been fascinated with the idea of creating life in a laboratory. But it remained in the realm of fiction until it became a bit closer to reality with genetic engineering work in a Swiss lab. VOA's Kevin Enochs reports.
A team of Swiss scientists using gene editing technology have, for the first time, created a computer-generated genome of a living thing. In this case, a tiny freshwater bacteria that has about 4,000 genes that make up its genome. That's a lot of genes to stick together. But the scientists took advantage of the fact that all living things have a lot of redundant and junk DNA in their genome. They created an algorithm that cuts out that excess DNA and used gene editing technology to create a bare-bones DNA version of the tiny bacteria.
This algorithm rewrites the letters of DNA from a natural genome into a completely new sequence. And this new sequence is really easy to manufacture from a chemical perspective.
The team leaders, brothers Beat and Matthias Christen, work at the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology. Matthias says the genome they created isn't alive. It's more a proof-of-concept experiment. That's a first step towards building designer genomes that will function like living things.
The genome itself is not fully functional. But in future, it will be possible to remove these design flaws of the current version of the algorithm and improve the performance of it. And once the algorithm is perfect, it's obvious that it will produce a fully functional genome, which produces a fully replicating artificial cell.
And that, he says, opens all kinds of new doors in the realms of medicine and could allow scientists to create designer microbes or active vitamins. The team is also very aware that they are on the cusp of building living things and say the time is now, before their algorithm is perfected, to talk about the ethical issues that come along with the idea of creating life in a test tube. Similar work has been done, but this is the first time a computer has created an actual organism. The team was able to build their genome in about a year on a $120,000 budget. Kevin Enochs, VOA News.
Be certain you join us next week for another edition of Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.